Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bat tumble.
Well, you know, John, you had less notice than this, right? Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hopefully blissed. Here we go. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. I've got the call screen up on my right side, so I can take your call as soon as I see it. And there's a link to your instructors, all of them, on the website, USAprepares.com, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Nate is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
So I called John Reagan a few minutes ago, and I said, hey, happy birthday, John. By the way.
It's not the present I'm looking for.
What better present can I offer you than to be on the air with you today, right? Just a couple minutes ago. Yeah, Ricky Rocket has lost his voice in Grants Pass, Oregon. And so I called Ricky and said, ready to go. He said, had trouble. I said, oh. Okay. I'll give John Reagan a call. And so here we are. Hey, John, thanks for being with us today. You know, John, I was thinking. Yesterday I was working. It was a beautiful day. What a great day to work on a rototiller, you know. I'm talking about, oh, you know, if you have nothing to do and you like a challenge and, you know, you're bored, I suggest you buy a Troy-built light-duty, lightweight, disposable, Super Bronco rototiller. Okay? It is flimsy, and it is, it is the worst rototiller I have ever seen. So if you're interested in contributing to your landfill, if you want a disposable rototiller, if you like challenges of fixing things that you can't get parts for, that's the rototiller for you. Now, maybe this will result in a complaint, but I was on the phone with Troy Built's customer service, and I said, okay, this rototiller it looks like new. It even has the paint on the tines, but it is the crappiest thing I've ever seen. And I said, I need this washer. It's a stepped washer. It has like a bushing built into it, and it broke. It's a hardened washer that broke. I just need this one little piece, and the rototiller will be just as crappy as it was when it was brand new. And this will help it, you know, it'll help it be useful for just a little bit longer. So the customer service person was really helpful, and she wasn't even going to charge me for this. So we spent a lot of time on the phone. I mean, a long time on the phone. And the manuals that they have are not up to date. They've improved this thing to the point where it is so cheap they get, I think she said that they had 4 calls about this particular model that day, and the day wasn't over. So it's not like they're not getting a lot of complaints about this thing, and it is flimsy as can be. So I'm here to tell you, if you want a light-duty, flimsy, lightweight, disposable, Chinese-made rototiller, you might want to look at the Troy-built Super Bronco with the counter-rotating tines. And the reason I'm telling you this is I'm absolutely livid. Troy built, we have another Troy built rototiller that was made in the United States, and it's awesome. Same color, same outward appearance, just this Bronco is just a small one. The other one is called a Troy built horse, and it was made in the United States, and it's got a U.S. engine on it. It's heavy duty, and it'll last generations. But not if you take care of it. But I don't believe that this Chinese made, the latest model is anywhere near as good. And I want to thank Bill and Hillary Clinton for their assistance in bringing these Chinese products into the United States and destroying our manufacturing base. So if you look, you'll find that a lot of these engines that appear, horizontal shaft engines that are on devices, and even vertical shaft engines that are on devices, you're going to find that a lot of them are made in China. They look like the, you know, a Briggs & Stratton type. They're even painted to look like Briggs & Stratton. But they're not. They're made in China. So we have, through the efforts of those greedy defectives in government, we have destroyed American engine manufacturing and shipped it over to China, along with a lot of other manufacturing. And I'm outraged. And I'm outraged because I can't even get this lousy washer from Troy-Bilt. And it's a washer that's made just for this product. It's not like you can go to the hardware store and get one. So, to my good friend Joey in Michigan, it's just one more reason why I need to buy a milling lathe. Really, I need to buy a lathe so I can make the parts that I'm not going to be able to get anymore to keep the farm running here in Missouri. And I'm outraged by these government defectives who have caused all of these problems. They have. As a matter of fact, while I'm at it, let's talk about Fram. Fram, the oil filter company and the air filter company. So, about 10 years ago, I bought a case of Fram oil filters. And they're painted really nicely. I mean, they're orange and they look like... So I drain the oil out, and I go to put the oil filter back on after the oil's drained for an entire overnight. And the threads don't fit. The threads don't fit what? A Dodge Cummins turbo diesel. One of the most common trucks, pickup trucks there is, right? A Dodge. The threads won't fit. So I call up Fram and they go, really? I said, yeah, it's threaded wrong. Well, what Fram did was they shipped the manufacturing from the United States over to China. And instead of having U.S. threads on this engine, they went to metric threads. So the oil filters won't thread on. Now, if you force it, you'll damage the part of the engine where the oil filter mounts. But if you're careful, as I was, I didn't damage it. So Fram said, what do you want? And I said, I'll tell you what I'd really like. I would like another replacement case of oil filters to replace this, all of these other ones. What am I supposed to do with these oil filters that don't fit anything I know about? And you know what? They sent me another case. But that's what they should have done, right? They should have sent me another case. But they sent me old stock. Old stock because those are the ones that had the threads that fit the American engines that they were designed to fit. The new improved model from China didn't fit and didn't work. So then they had all these oil filters that, what do you do with? So that's the high cost of cheap labor. Fram oil filters. And you know what? These Chinese products are really painted nicely. They must have great machines that paint these things because the paint looks great. It's just the quality, the attention to detail is lacking in the rest of the product. John Reagan, what do you think?
Oh, I don't want to give it away. I've got a an article lined up for Monday that
you figure I hit my own buttons and you just don't. You only go there. Is that right?
If I even go down that road today.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Since Vinny's on a roll, let's fire the mayor of Lebanon, Missouri. Let's fire him. His name is Lyle Anderson. Now, here's what happened with Lyle. So I met with Lyle, Mrs. Finelli, and I met with Lyle, and we thought, geez, he's a nice senior citizen. And actually, he didn't say, geez, you know, we're sorry we sent the police department. We're sorry we sent the fire department. We're sorry we were disruptive to your expo. Geez, you know, we really think it's a great thing. You teach so many incredible courses in a weekend. We really need that information. No. Not Mayor Lyle Anderson. Nope. Mayor Lyle Anderson and I were on the phone this week, and I called him and I said, you know, we've been missing each other. And he said, well, let's just talk about it now. And I said, all right, how would you like to remedy the situation? He said, we're not going to. I said, okay. How do you feel about your city manager saying that the Constitution of the state of Missouri is irrelevant? Well, people say stupid things. Okay. So we didn't say, you know, we uphold and defend and we've sworn an oath to the Constitution of the United States and the state of Missouri. No, he didn't say that. He said, well, people say stupid things. So I said, so what do you want to do? He said, well, you know, we want your business. He didn't say, hey, Vinny, look, you know, we really appreciate the education you bring. We appreciate you bring people from 6 countries and 44 states here to the middle of nowhere, Lebanon, Missouri. He didn't say that. He said, we appreciate your business. So what I'm saying is he is the CEO of the corporation of the city of Lebanon, and he's interested in corporate profits, and he's interested in revenue, and that's his concern. Well, I told him, all right, well, you know, if there's no remedy, there's no reason for us to have an expo in Lebanon, Missouri. By the way, Mrs. Finelli and I have already gathered up all the things that we bought that we thought we might want to return, and we've returned them already to those merchants and those businesses in Lebanon, and we're not going to Walmart anymore in Lebanon. And as a matter of fact, the city of Lebanon, Missouri is off limits to the Finelli family. We will not be coming back. And as a matter of fact, we're going to call for a national boycott against the city of Lebanon, Missouri. And I'll give you the mayor's number, his cell phone number, in just a minute. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I was meeting with the city manager, and I said, his name is Chris Heard, H-E-A-R-D, Chris Heard, in Lebanon, Missouri. And I said, hey, Chris, you know, on those cars, those city cars that you got, it says Lebanon, Missouri, friendly people, friendly place. I said, did you know that? And he said, yeah, yeah. So just because they say it doesn't mean they mean it. So we've got an out-of-control government in Lebanon, Missouri, and the phone number for the mayor. Now, this is his cell phone number, so he's available, you know, all the time. 417-664-4396. 417-664-4396. I'll repeat it throughout this broadcast. And if you'd like to call him and say, Mayor, why did you kill the Get Prepared Expo in Lebanon, Missouri? Why doesn't the Constitution matter in the state of Missouri? Why do you feel that you have to push your weight around with your police department and be disruptive to the Get Prepared Expo? Why do your cops think that they can come for free and everyone else has to pay? Who you guys think you are? Be my guest. 417-664-4396. That's the cell phone number for the mayor of Lebanon, Missouri. And I authorize all of our class here to call him and find out what the heck is going on. And please, if you find out, report it to me. And what they'll tell you, I believe, is something like, well, you know, the YMCA in the same building called and they said that there was a problem with the light, and so we sent the fire truck. Lights and sirens and horns all the way from downtown. Mm-hmm. And then we sent another fire truck. So we had two fire trucks because the YMCA thought they had a problem. I don't even know if that's true. But what I do know is true is they sent the county cops, the canine guy was there, the another cop was there, and they just walked around like they were tough stuff. They strutted around. And to me, they were disruptive. And they found nothing. No one got arrested. No one got fined. Nobody got ticketed. They were cruising around the parking lot looking for license plates. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that nobody likes. And, you know, I said it yesterday. At some point, well, first of all, I believe all these cops are in it together. The blue plague. They stick together. And the good cops, I keep hearing people say, yeah, but they're good cops. Okay. If they're good cops, they need to police themselves and tell the bad cops, hey, look, don't you realize that when the shooting starts, people might miss you and hit me? They're not going to be able to differentiate because we all wear these blue uniforms or these black uniforms, and they're going to treat us all the same the way the colonists treated the redcoats. You know, redcoats were fair game back then. Don't you alleged good cops, whoever you might be, if there are any, don't you realize that we're gonna look at all of you the same? Actually, we look at you all the same right now. So you need to police yourselves, and you need to root out these bad cops, these thugs who push their weight around and tell us what to do and tase us and shoot our family and bash into the wrong apartments and the wrong houses in the middle of the night. With no morals. You have no morals, no scruples, no integrity. We've had it with these thugs. We really have. So you've run us out of Lebanon. Now who's going to suffer? Well, my hairdresser is going to suffer. Of almost a decade. Because I'm not going to see her. Because she has her business in Lebanon. I'm not going to the Chinese factory outlet in Lebanon. I'm not going to Aldi in Lebanon. I'm not going anywhere in Lebanon. I'm not going to buy gas there. I'm not going to contribute one red cent to the city of Lebanon. Now, are there going to be people who are going to suffer? Well, yeah. Yeah. And the reason is because the city of Lebanon is being run by a bunch of thugs. And the people are not throwing them out. So if you don't want to throw out your mayor, your city manager, your police chief, your fire chief, if you don't want to do that, then we don't want to come to Lebanon. I'm not kidding. There's plenty of other places to go. So, you know, if there are other events at the Cowan Civic Center, I'm not going there either. And we were the biggest, best thing they had going. And they don't get it. John Reagan, when I calm down after these few short commercial announcements, I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Happy birthday, John Reagan. This is your 29th anniversary of your 29th birthday. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, but who's counting?
And what better birthday present could you receive than you being number one on Genesis Communications Radio Network right here, right now? Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what do you think about what I said about the mayor of Lebanon, Missouri, the failure to honor their oath of office, you know, to support and defend the Constitution of the state of Missouri? They don't care about it. The city manager said, oh, we don't care about the Constitution. Literally, that's what he said. We don't care about the Constitution. We have our own policies and procedures. That's what he said. Can you imagine that? What do you think? They don't care. Lebanon, Missouri. So if they don't care, my opinion is, why would we want to go back to Lebanon, Missouri, even though they've got a magnificent facility? Underutilized, no question about it. We probably used that facility as much as the top 5% who have ever used it. Ever. And I guarantee you, we've had more people from more states and more countries than they've ever had there in Lebanon before. And we had more people at our banquet meals than they've ever served before. And they stayed longer. As a matter of fact, the caterers couldn't believe that we had people staying for 3 hours for a meal. It doesn't happen. But it happens with us. So what is your reaction to what I, you know, these things I said about Lebanon, John Reagan?
To me, it's a shame the way our country's gone. I wish I could say that it's just a recent phenomena, but I really don't know how far it goes back, but I remember when I really was awakened to it. I was sitting there as a captain in the basement of the Pentagon watching what's going on across the Potomac, and these are the, our wonderful non-representatives of Congress. They take the same oath of office like I did to protect and defend the Constitution, and they're over there violating it, and that was Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah.
And this was during the second Reagan term, so it's that's been a few years ago. And, our hope was is that, they get to Washington. There's a lot of pressure on them and blackmail and who knows what to make them, toe the party line. But when you get to the local level, that's where you would expect to have the most control. And if you can't do it there, that's when you have a lot of trouble. In fact, I was watching for a couple of years a fight going on in my hometown, and the school district there had become really corrupt, and it took a while, but the local people finally managed to get control back from the corrupt people in the school district. But, there's a lot of damage that gets done. And I wish I had, a good answer for you. But it seems like this is now a systemic problem. In fact, if we go back to one of the articles we didn't get to Monday, the first one under the bigger picture, fake forensics. I remember when the FBI was out there, to go after the heavy criminals. And now we find out that for 20 years, the FBI exaggerated hair evidence at every criminal trial in the 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Even the FBI has been corrupted.
You're absolutely right. And let me tell you what the cops like to do. See, in Springfield, Missouri, we had 7 expos so far. Expo number 1 and 2 was in Springfield, and we thought we'd hire the cops to be there because we had a lot of guns and a lot of ammo, and we thought, well, I guess that's what we should do. Well, if you go to hire an off-duty cop, you just can't walk up to him and say, hey, listen, what are you doing on Saturday and Sunday? Would you like to, earn some extra money? No. You have to go to a lieutenant, and they have this little department set up in the city of Springfield. You have to hire one of theirs at a fixed rate. Okay? It was $25 an hour. I don't know if it's the same or not anymore. But it was $25 an hour years ago. And it doesn't matter who you get, they're all $25 an hour. And you really don't even get to pick who you want. So even if you have a favorite, imagine having a favorite cop. It's hard to imagine that. But if a person did have one, it's unlikely that you'd get your favorite anyway. And it's price fixed. Now, why is it price fixed? Who are these thugs who fix the price? You know, they might say, well, it's only fair, you know, because, we have to price fix it. Well, they don't price fix it at minimum wage. They price fix it at 2.5 times minimum wage, right? Yeah, that's what these guys are worth off duty. So anyway, if you want to have a smoother running event, well, what you do is you hire these price fixed cops. And then things run a little smoother. Now, even with hiring a price fixed cop, the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds call the city cops on us anyway. And they call the Board of Health on us, and they tried to get us shut down. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. So if you think that you're going to have an expo, a preparedness expo, in a city building, the city government likes to use the other city employees to come get you. They contact the revenue agent, and they go, hey, man, we've got this event's coming up. You can get a license fee of $25 per head or $5 per head or whatever they charge to get you to buy a license. Otherwise, they'll shut you down. And then they charge 29% tax on the venue. This is the community investment development tax. They put all these taxes together, and by the time they're done with you, they have extorted 29% of the cost of the rental of the venue. That's what city governments do. And then they charge for parking. So if you think, why is it that when you go to a ball game, you pay for parking, and then you pay for a ticket, and then you pay 3 times the cost of what a beer would cost, or a soda would cost, or a hot dog would cost, or a pretzel would cost? Why do you do that? Because they've got the police monitoring, so you don't bring your own beer, pretzels, potato chips, popcorn to the ball game. They don't want you to do that. They want you to buy it from them. So if you think the city is on your side, think again. I'd submit to you, they are not on your side. They are out to steal from you every single way they can. And while they're doing that, they've got the meter maids patrolling, looking for guys who have parked, you know, without putting a quarter or a dollar or whatever it costs to put your money in a meter for the ball game. So they're looking to ticket you and get even more money. They just don't stop. That's why our country's falling down. We don't work together. These guys have divided us. It's like the blue plague, and then there's us. Let me give you that phone number. So if you'd like to call the mayor of Lebanon, Missouri, his name is Lyle Anderson. He's a little hard of hearing. He wears some hearing aids, so you might want to speak clearly. 417-664-4396. 417-664-4396. And I authorize you to find out and report back to us live on the air what happened, what you learned, what he said, why they don't honor their oath of office. I'd like to know. And they killed the expo, the biggest and best preparedness expo in the country. And I challenge anybody, you can call us right now and tell us you've been to a better one. I'd like to hear about that. Lebanon. The city government killed it in Lebanon, Missouri. So we're going to have to find another place. It's outside of city government. John Reagan, any comments before we get on to other items that you've got? I'm angry.
No, but...
I'm angry.
This next article isn't going to help any.
I can't believe it. Okay.
Another one we didn't get to Monday, under the control section, they call it cash out.
Uh-huh.
And this is about an Air Force veteran who saved up over $60,000. And I do have to, you know, question his judgment a little bit because he was heading out to California and that money was to be down payment on a house. So yeah, I think we'd have been off going somewhere else. But he's traveling through Nebraska, gets stopped by one of our, friendly blue plague. And he finds the money and, of course, with civil asset forfeiture, that $60,000 went to the police with no criminal charges whatsoever.
So let me see if I've got this right. $63,530 in cash. The cops steal it. Steal this guy's money. He can't get his money back. He can't put it down in the house. And what did they say? Where'd you get that money, boy? Where did you get that? Obviously, nobody has $63,530 in cash. Nobody. So they steal his money. The blue plague steals at the muzzle of a gun, handcuffs, tasers, body armor. They steal his gun, his cash, at the muzzle of a gun, and he can't get it back. I guess he has to prove that he's not guilty of a crime. That's where we are, right, John?
Actually, you have to prove that your property is not guilty of a crime. It is insane.
How do you do that? John, you're wondering why this guy had $63,530 in cash. Well, I'm here to admit on the air, I bought a house back in the 1970s. And there was something that happened, I don't remember, it was quite a long time ago. But I went to the closing with a small briefcase. And I believe I had just under $30,000 in cash in the briefcase as a down payment for a house. I did. And the reason I did was because how many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to. If you can defend your food supply from predators, you may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per call.
caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
So before Mrs. Finelli and I were married, we had some goals that we wanted to achieve, and one of them was that we would have saved $10,000 each, we would own our own cars, we would have our master's degrees, and we achieved those goals, and when we went to buy our first house, we had saved over $10,000 each, and so we had, I guess, almost $30,000 combined, and we were buying a house out of state. So what we did was to have the closing go very smoothly without the banks worrying about an out-of-state check, we just cashed out. And we brought the cash with us to closing in a briefcase. And so we actually did that. And, you know, back then, it was, you know, $30,000 was a lot of money to be in cash. But it wasn't suspect of where'd you get that money, boy. That didn't happen, and no one called the police on us and said, hey, listen, you're not going to believe this, but, you know, we're at a closing, and this guy has a briefcase full of cash. Nobody even thought about that, because it was just assumed that we earned that money, which we did. So this poor guy that you're talking about, John, it's absolutely over the top. Who do these cops think they are stealing this guy's cash? And that's the problem. These cops think that they're in charge. Well, the only reason they're in charge is because they've got a gun pointed at our face, like in the case of Steve Engel, where he opens his door, and there's two cops there, and a cop puts a gun in his face, tells him to drop his gun that he's holding in his left hand by the muzzle, and Steve stands there, and they beat the tar out of him and put him in the hospital and then jail him for 3 days, and now he's facing maybe 20 years in prison for opening his door to these thug cops? It's out of control, John.
And it's happening here in Texas, too. There's another article that I titled The Link That May Not Be Compassionate. It's from San Antonio, where they targeted a chef feeding the homeless with a $2,000 ticket.
Okay, so we have a chef who decides to take it upon himself and not give money to the Catholic Church, the Protestant Church, the Baptist Church, the synagogue. He decides that he's not going to give money. He's going to do it himself. He's going to make sure that 100% of his efforts and the things that he purchases actually go to where he thinks they're going to go, and he gets a ticket for $2,000 for doing the right thing. Is that right?
And she, but they didn't like that she used a pickup truck to bring the food, like, you know, takeout style, like you would bring food home. You know?
The problem was takeout style?
Yeah, using a pickup truck.
All right, well, all right, let's take that and let's put an exclamation point on it. One of our instructors' wives, during the Joplin tornado, called a small sub shop chain in Springfield, Missouri, let's say less than an hour from Joplin, called and said, hey, you guys have two stores. I need, I think it was like 150 subs. And she had them made at both of those locations. She picked them up in her Suburban. She and her daughter went to Joplin, and they unloaded them at the shelter where the government was doling out information. And it was the Red Cross that was there, and they would not accept them. The Red Cross said, we can't accept these because we don't know if they're safe. She just had them. All she did was buy them, pay for them. They were wrapped to go. They were in bags from the sub shop directly, and the Red Cross said, you know, we can't trust these. So they packed them back, put them in the Suburban, drove over to the hospital, this makeshift hospital. Makeshift hospital said, okay, we'll take them. Oh, we can't give them to the victims because we don't know if they're safe, so we'll let our staff eat them. Yeah. It's just another example of why the government and these agencies are in the way. Never, never give any money to any agency. And I suggest you even stop giving money to your church. Do it yourself. Make sure 100% of your efforts, your wealth, your wherewithal that you want to donate goes where you think it's going to go. And the only way you can do that is if you make sure you do it yourself. So, here we go. Pull the plug on the church. Pull the plug on the agencies, the Red Cross, Multiple Sclerosis, Easter Seals, all of them. Pull the plug on all of them. And do it yourself. John Reagan, I'll be right back.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.